The gunman who allegedly killed a student on the campus of Seattle Pacific University last week has been charged with first-degree murder and could face life in prison. One student died and two were seriously injured, but as KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle tells us, luck seems to have intervened to save the lives of others.
It all took place in less than a minute. Aaron Ibarra told police he thought about targeting Washington State or Central Washington universities, but they were too far away. So instead, he went to Seattle Pacific, armed with a double-barreled shotgun and a hunting knife. He fired one shot, killing Paul Lee and injuring Thomas Fowler, then turned his shotgun on a female student, but the lower barrel wouldn't fire. King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg says at that point, Ibarra reloaded and entered Otto Miller Hall. There was a student there studying at a desk near the door wearing headphones.
That student appeared to be oblivious to the shooting that had just occurred outside. He also did not immediately see that the defendant was pointing a shotgun at him.
For some reason, Ibarra did not shoot him, instead turning his gun on Sarah Williams, who was coming down the stairs having just finished a math test. It was at this point, as Ibarra stopped to again reload, that the now well-publicized actions of student building monitor John Meese took place. But Satterberg says two other students also rushed in to help.
One helped to subdue the defendant and kicked the knife out of his reach. The other comforted Sarah Williams until medics could arrive.
According to court filings, Ibarra kept a journal. He wrote about scouting Seattle Pacific as a hunter would. His final journal entry was written on the morning of the shooting.
He wrote, "I just want people to die, and I'm going to die with them."
Ibarra allegedly also told detectives that he'd stop taking his antidepressant meds because, quote, "I want to feel the hate." Paula Whistle, KPLU News.